Yeah, Seward got a lead with about 8 seconds left. That was their first lead of the game and held on for the win. And for most part of the game, York had control over it until the very end. So we'll be heading up to York.
So if York would have won that game, what it would have been?
We'd be going to Bennington.
It would have been Bennington. And Bennington had a big matchup with Blair just the other night. I was talking to you after the ball game, and that was kind of an upset, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Blair made a half quarter with 1.9 seconds left. So we knew, though, going in, whoever we were going to play, we're playing a team that's coming off a loss. So basketball is a game of momentum, and you know, anytime you're coming off a loss at this time of the season, you start doubting yourself. That's how the cards fell, and you know, we'll be going to York.
What about York? Coach Lamberty's been there forever.
Yeah, he's been there about 9-10 years. Yeah. He was at Howells before that and won a couple titles at Howells. You know, a few years ago won title at York. So he does a good job with those guys. Me and my assistants, we've thoroughly have watched York quite a bit in the last 24, 36 hours. They're well coached, that's evident. They take care of the ball. They run a lot of different sets on offense, which is going to be hard to prepare for. I mean, in a short amount of time, there's only so much you can throw at the kids before you start digging a hole and throwing too much at them. But they're starting five. You're going to see a couple of them look more like offensive linemen guys, where they're bigger, thicker kids, but they can move. That can maybe present a little bit of challenges because they do want to get inside. They do have a little bit more height than we do, but they go around two of their guys are 3-year starters for them. A Severs kid, I know he's got the career 3-point record at York, and he's about 17-point game scorer. He's very good with the ball. And then they got a point guard. The offense kind of goes through him. He can facilitate. He can score when needed. And then they got a transfer from Grand Island Senior High who starts for them. That's a team, too, who returns 5 starters. So you return 5 starters and you add a starter from a Class A school, that's going to give you some good depth. So bottom line is they want to score inside. They don't shoot a lot of threes. And, you know, with our lack there of size, any time a team wants to score inside, that could present some issues. So we'll have a strategy ready for them, and you know, I think our kids will be up for the challenge.
How about the rest of the other matchups, the other 8 districts? Any matchups really stand out for you?
The biggest one for me is probably South Sioux and Scotts Bluff. That's a 15-hour round trip. Last week when the girls bracket came out, South Sioux girls were going to Scotts Bluff as well, and just looking, it'd be the same distance for us to go to Lubbock, Texas. Yeah, you know, so that's interesting to me. And two, South Sioux's a pretty good team. That's not your typical 4-13 matchup. I wouldn't be surprised if South Sioux came out of that, but you know, also Scotts Bluff wins, I wouldn't be surprised as well. Crete dropping down to a 5, where they've been hanging around a 2 and 3 seed the entire season. I don't think that's an easy matchup with Beatrice that they'll have. They got Waverly. And Waverly's playing pretty well at this time. And then Bennington-Beatrice, I think, will be a good matchup. So for the most part, I think they're all going to be competitive games. Even Blair going to Omaha Scott, you know, Blair's got a losing record. But you look at their schedule, they've played a gauntlet as it can be. And some of the top teams they have played, they've played them close. Like they lost by 2 to Platteview. They obviously have beaten Bennington. They've been right there in all their games. So it's going to be fun to see how it shakes out. And I probably the only one right now is the Elkhorn-Gehring game, where Elkhorn's the hottest team in Class B, and Gehring's probably licking their wounds a little bit with their last couple games against Scotts Bluff. But, you know, also you throw in, though, if that Scotts Bluff game or Seward York outcome was different last night, Scotts Bluff and Gehring would be playing each other.
I was going to ask you about that.
3
yeah.
straight times.
Wow.
So that would have been crazy. But very intriguing matchups, 1 through 16. So it's going to be exciting for the final field.
Yep, McCook and York, and of course we know from the football matchups, but McCook used to play York back in the York Classic, the Holiday Classic, right after Christmas years ago. So that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because a little bit after season got done, last year we knew we probably weren't going back to Sydney for our holiday tournament, so we were looking for some games, and I was speaking with Coach Lamberty at York about us picking each other up, and we just couldn't really find a date that works. So in hindsight, it's probably good that we never did that. But two, you look at the field, we're going 3 hours to York, but that's the closest game we could possibly get, and that's nice because there's Wild Airs looking like possibly Scotts Bluff, obviously Bennington like we had discussed, potentially Crete. So we like the matchup, especially with the distance.